Hi, this is George Batty from The Church of Christ. The Churches of Christ salute you. Romans 16:16. This week, the question is this. Is the Church of Christ a cult? On March 27, 2006, the CNN Nancy Grace program was discussing the tragedy of a woman named Mary Winkler killing her husband, Matthew Winkler. Now, Matthew Winkler was a preacher for the Church of Christ. The following transcript was taken from an interview between Nancy Grace, she's the hostess, of course, and Tom Rukela. He was a Baptist pastor. Rukela said this, "Well, the Church of Christ is a relatively new church. It was started about 150 years ago by Alexander Campbell. And it's unfortunately a very legalistic sect. And they tend to use methods of intimidation and pressure tactics. They claim that they're the only ones going to heaven and all other people are condemned to hell." Later, Rukela said this about the Church of Christ, quote, "It's kind of a borderline cult, unfortunately. I don't want to make it out to be some sort of Hare Krishna group, but it has cult-like characteristics and..." Nancy Grace interrupted, "In what sense?" Rukela, "Well, in the sense of the exclusivism, the attitude that they are the only ones who know the truth. The tactics that they use are sometimes just not only unbiblical, but unethical, and they can be very ungracious, unfortunately." End quote. Now, the question that we're asking this week is this a fair assessment of the Church of Christ? Is the Church of Christ really a cult? Now, Walter Martin, an expert on cults and author of the popular book Kingdom of the Cults, has written this definition of what constitutes a true cult. Quote, "A cult is a group of people polarized around someone's interpretation of the Bible and is characterized by major deviations from Orthodox Christianity relative to the cardinal doctrines of the Christian faith." End quote. Now, this definition raises two questions. First of all, is the Church of Christ a group that is polarized around someone's interpretation of the Bible? And second, does the Church of Christ deviate from Orthodox Christianity relative to cardinal doctrines of the Christian faith? Now, I'm going to focus on the first question this week, and the second question we'll consider in another study. And so the first question is, does the Church of Christ polarize itself around someone's interpretation of the Bible? In other words, is there someone or some hierarchy which determines what is to be believed and practiced? And the answer to this is no. On the contrary, it's always been our position to tell people, don't take our word for it. Study your own Bible for yourself. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21, the Bible says, "Test all things. Hold fast what is good." In 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, the Bible says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." And so, we've always stressed these points and believe that nothing should be bound upon anyone unless it is first bound in heaven. Matthew 16, verse 19. Now, the Baptist pastor, Tom Rukela, asserted that the Church of Christ was started 150 years ago by Alexander Campbell. Well, this is simply untrue. Everything the Church of Christ believes is plainly taught in the New Testament, which was long before Alexander Campbell was even born. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, Jesus plainly stated that he would build his own church. In Romans 16, verse 16, the Bible is plain, making the statement that the churches of Christ salute the Roman brethren. And so we look to the New Testament scripture for our faith and practice, not to Alexander Campbell. In contrast with the Church of Christ, the Jehovah's Witnesses are polarized around the teachings of very influential leaders, and this causes them to be classified as a cult. They are centered around and polarized around the teachings of Charles T. Russell and Judge Rutherford. Everything they believe must be endorsed by the writings and teachings of these two leaders who are considered inspired. The Mormons are another example of a true cult. They are polarized around the teachings of very influential teachers, Joseph Smith and Brigham Young. These men are considered inspired, and everything taught must harmonize with the writings and teachings of these two leaders. Unlike many denominations, however, the Church of Christ has no earthly headquarters. We have no hierarchical structure. The Catholic Church looks to Rome for its instructions. The Seventh-day Adventist looks to the headquarters in Springfield, Missouri for its instructions. The Southern Baptist looks to the Southern Baptist Convention wherever it happens to convene. Not so with the Churches of Christ. Our headquarters are in heaven. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 and 23, the Bible says, God has put all things under Jesus' feet and gave Him to be head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. Our head, which is Jesus Christ, is in heaven, and that's where headquarters are at, where the head is. The New Testament scriptures are clear about authoritarian hierarchical leaders. In Matthew chapter 20, verse 25, Jesus called his apostles to himself and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you. But whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life a ransom for many." Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.